You may not expect to see me here. In fact, I don't expect to be here. 4 days ago, an opportunity was given to me to share with brothers and sisters at Kellerwil. So, in fact, I was planning to speak at Kellerwil today. But 2 days ago, I was informed that I'm going to speak in here. So the message was given to me already. So I'm speaking to the Kellerwil brothers and sisters. Hi, I'm here. But in Auburn. So that's why I'm here sharing. So 2 weeks ago, I was sharing in Kellerwil regarding three kinds of baptism. So I'm going to continue from that. Regarding three kinds of baptism, I talk about John's baptism, Jesus' baptism, and the Christians' baptism. John's baptism was preparing the people turn to the Lord. Because at that time, people focus on many other things. But John's ministry is to prepare people to turn their hearts back to the Lord and repent for the kingdom of God. That is John's baptism. And how about Jesus' baptism? How come is what's the difference? Jesus' baptism is a foreshadow about his death and his resurrection. So his death, his baptism speaks of he identifies with sinners. He died in our place. So that is Jesus' baptism. The Son of God became flesh and become man so that he can die in our place to pay the price for our sin. Now, how about Christians' baptism? Christians' baptism is we identify with our Savior. So we are confessing, we are proclaiming, yes, we are sinners, but our Savior died for us. So we identify with Christ. So Christ's baptism, he identified with sinners. Christian's baptism, we identified with our Savior. He died for our sin. We are now saved. So these are the three kinds of baptism I shared 2 weeks ago in Kellerwil. Now, but most important thing is we are not going to stop at baptism. After baptism is what is important for many Christians. So the burden in my heart is to put on Christ. Let's look at the first Bible passage in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Why do I say put on Christ? For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So baptism is related to when we are baptized into Christ, we are now put on Christ. So this puts on Christ is not just outward thing. It's not just like putting on a cloth, a jacket, not like that. It doesn't mean it's superficial. It's not just outward thing. This put on Christ is that our life should express, should manifest Christ. So those who are baptized, ask yourself, can people see Christ in my life? That's why you go to baptism. You want to tell people, it's no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. So in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So this put on Christ is not outward, but from inside, Christ lives. He lives out in our life. No longer I, but Christ. In the past, it's just me. But now it's no longer I, but Christ lives in me. So if you are thinking of baptism, this is what you should know. You are telling the world, not I, but Christ lives in me. If you have not accepted Christ, you shouldn't go to baptize. But once you have accepted Christ and you want to let Christ to live out, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. And not only that, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, it talks about baptism as well. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. So baptism does not just speaks of you and Christ become one. Notice here, all baptized into one body. So there's a new relationship formed, not just you and Christ, but you and all other Christians, all baptized into one body. We become the body of Christ. So all Christians, we belong to Christ. We belong to one another. We belong to one body. So there are two parts here. But today I can only focus on put on Christ. Talk about more the personal part. So in the future, I may talk about the body life. But today, let's talk about focus on put on Christ. Now, unfortunately, so many of us after baptism, we just keep going to the meeting and we think that's it. We may just being religious. So after baptism, we may just being religious, keep going on to attending the meetings, attending all the, doing all the things Christians do. So we may focus on all the activities. But is that enough? What is religion? Religion is just focusing on doing the outward thing. All these activities, all these rituals. In the Old Testament, they burn incense. They make offerings. They have followed all this set of activities. And if you do this, then you are okay. So in the Old Testament time, in the time of Isaiah, people keep on burning sacrifices. Let's read here. To what purposes is this multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fat cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or lamb of or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts? Look at here, they have burnt offerings. Outwardly, they continue to worship. They come to the meeting, they offer burnt offerings, just like we are being religious. We all, after baptism, you may keep coming to the meeting, but what is your inner, what is your relationship to the Lord? Let's go on. Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, the calling of the assemblies. People at that time attending many meetings, outwardly, they do all the right thing. I cannot inquire iniquity, endure iniquity, and the sacred meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I'm weary of bearing them. So God said, oh, you guys keep coming, but you are still stinging. You attend all these meetings, special meeting, conferences, all these sacrifices you have done, do it, all this outward thing. But the Lord says, my soul hates. So it's so easy to being religious, brothers and sisters. We think coming, doing the outward thing is enough. No, it's never enough. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you, even though you make many prayers. Ah, many prayers. You may even pray. I will not hear. Why? Your hands are full of blood. So how do we live our life? Are your hands full of blood? Not just outwardly you offer, but how do you live our daily normal life? Let's continue. Wash yourselves, make yourself clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. So it's not what you do outwardly, following all this religious requirement, but your daily life. Are we cleansed before the Lord? So this is more important. So we have to ask the questions. How can we have the reality? Let's look at the next part. What should be a real Christian like? Not just being a religious person. Religious person, you always come to the meeting, but the Lord won't hear your prayer. How can we have that reality? How can we have that reality? That is, how can we live out that reality? Do you find it hard? Do you have to struggle to live in that reality? How can we go into that reality? Thank God, in John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, that is the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit is not a voice, is not a force, it's a person. He will guide you into reality. Therefore, if we are struggling, how can I, not just being religious, but I have the reality of being a disciple of Christ? Well, Holy Spirit came. That's his job, to guide us into this reality. So, next part. Struggles. Why are there struggles? Remember, just now I mentioned, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that live in me. I or Christ? Or Christ or I? This is the struggle, isn't it? So we would like to follow, if we want to follow the Spirit to live into that reality, but so often we go back to follow the I. It seems, I don't know if you know about cars or not, normally cars are either automatic or manual. But my car is semi-automatic, okay, it's different. You can change. But actually, our life is like that. Before we came to know Christ, automatically, we just go our own way. Everything, what I like, everything, my pleasure, my comfort, everything is focused on myself. So the mode is I mode, always about me. I do everything, I choose that, I stop doing that, I pay a big price to do that. It's all about me, for my benefit. But once I come to know Christ, I have to change the mode. It's no longer automatic. I have to change to manual. I have to make my decision. I have to follow the Holy Spirit. So I have to change gear to follow, this is the Lord wants. According to myself, I like to stay in bed on Sunday. The I mode, control myself, stay in bed, sleep longer, have a nice day, rest, go somewhere else, play. This is the I mode in control. But once I came to know Christ, the Holy Spirit reminds me, no, go to know the Lord, serve the Lord, come to know him. So I have to decide, I have to make a decision to change from automatically I mode, change it to manual, Spirit mode. I have to follow the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit will always help us to focus as God-centered, God first. So how do you know you are at following your own self or following the Holy Spirit? Let's look further down. Now, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So for those who have accepted Christ, Holy Spirit is in you. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. So if you belong to Christ, if you are a real Christian, Holy Spirit dwells in you. Now there is you can choose. Now there's a struggle. Automatic or manual? Flesh or follow the Spirit? Now you have to choose. In the past, you don't have to choose. You just follow whatever, do whatever you like. I mode. But now, Holy Spirit in you. He will guide you. No, don't follow the I mode. Follow me. So you have to change. You need to make a decision. Let's look at another passage in Romans chapter 8, 12 to 14. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh. That means in the past, we have to do it. Whatever automatic mode is, you mean, for example, the car, when they are in automatic mode, they will just follow the the roads. If the road is climbing high or going downhill or uphill or level road, the car will automatically change according to the road conditions. Our life will automatically change whatever favors us the most. That person make me angry, I hate him. That person praise me, I like him. That one rebuke me, I hate him. This is automatic mode. You just follow your desire. You just follow your comfort. You just follow your whatever is good for you, you just follow it. This is the I mode. But if you live according to the flesh, now this is what it will bring to us. If you live according to the flesh, where will it bring us to? You will die. But if by the Spirit, now if you change to the Spirit mode, if we follow the Spirit, live by the Spirit, you will put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So again, in Romans, it tells to us, we are led by the Spirit of God. So if you are a true Christian, the Holy Spirit will try to lead you. Your body may tell you to do this. Do it. You like it. Automatically, this is I mode. But the Holy Spirit in you, no. God first. God is important. Do this for Him. Do this to please Him. I'm not a very sociable person. I don't like to talk to strangers. My inborn nature is I don't like to put myself in a strange environment. I always like my comfort zone. But the Holy Spirit say, reach out, talk to people about Christ. Have courage. So I have to step out of my comfort zone. So the Spirit, Holy Spirit will guide me to step out of my comfort zone to try to reach out to talk to people. So you see, I can choose. No, I don't like to talk to strangers. I like to follow my own way. So I'm following the flesh. I may feel very comfortable. But if I choose to follow the Spirit, I need to follow. The Holy Spirit is leading me to serve God. Talk to these people. Tell them about what God has done in your life. So if I follow this, what will happen? You will live. Christ lives in me. Can you see? If you follow the I mode, doing everything only what you feel like it, that will bring you, we can't see life there. We can't see Christ there. But when the Holy Spirit is in you, you listen to the Holy Spirit, you change your gear to the Spirit mode, you follow the Spirit. then it will bring you life. And the Spirit will lead. We are led by the Spirit of God. These are the sons of God. So the best way to see if you are a genuine Christian or not is not, have you been baptized? That may not be enough. It's your daily lives. Are you closely following the Holy Spirit? What you, your decision you made, are you choosing because the Holy Spirit guiding you to go to the, for example, you go to the Bible study. You may not know many people in the Bible study. You may not even know much about the Bible, but the Holy Spirit is guiding you, encouraging you to go. And if you follow, then you will know the Lord more and more. So, brothers and sisters, are you led by the Holy Spirit? Don't be just happy about, oh, I want to be baptized. No, this is only step one. After baptism, that means, are you really following this kind of life led by the Spirit? I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you are not walk in the Spirit, if you are not in the Spirit mode, if you are following the flesh mode, I mode, then you have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you are living, now, theoretically, we should no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. Not I, but Christ. But if you are not following this new mode, always fulfilling your lust of the flesh, I like it, I don't like it, then you will go deeper and deeper into a snare, which is all about yourself, all about enjoyment, all about, and you will be addicted or obsessed with something to draw you deeper, deeper into sin. People sometimes are addicted to games, drugs, alcohol, porn. Some people are obsessed with beauty. Or some young people always go to fitness class, all the big muscles, building up. Why? For their glory. It's not for a healthy body to serve the Lord. Sometimes, why come we are so lazy? Oh, I don't want to read the Bible. Bible is so hard. If you have no interest to read the Bible, I would wonder what mode are you in? If you read the Bible, I don't have pleasure to read the Bible. Therefore, I don't read the Bible. I'm lazy to read the Bible. But if you are so diligent in something else, is it for I? Lazy to know God? You are living for yourself. It's you, but not Christ. But not I, but Christ. Then you will turn, I want to know Him. I want to make every effort to know Him. You will struggle to get up early to know Him. For me, do you ask me, bed is always much so comfortable, but what makes someone to get up early and come and spend quiet time before the Lord to read the Bible, to know Him? Because the Holy Spirit in you. You live a lifestyle not following, fulfilling your lust. I want rest. I want comfort. I want comfort. If every day you live for your comfort, you are following, fulfill the lust of your flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So every day you can experience it. If the Holy Spirit is in control of your life, He will guide you
to know God. He will guide you to serve Him. He will guide you to love Him. He will guide you to care about people. So you can experience Him every day of your life, not just coming to the meeting. Maybe you go home tonight. Maybe you're not just thinking about yours. After dinner, you may feel so comfortable sitting around on an armchair watching TV, maybe. But if the Holy Spirit tells you, hey, look, your mom is so tired. Your father has worked all day. Go and help them. Do the dishes. Now, this mode is help you to think about others and serve others. Now, the Holy Spirit is guiding you to live a life not for your comfort. It's nothing wrong to have some comfort, but the Holy Spirit is guiding you, leading us. So we try to, if we follow Him, He will lead us. So we can experience Him, serve Him every day in different ways. So in other words, we are going to make choices every day. Let's look at the choice. So in order to follow, if you are following your flesh, I mode, or if you are following the Spirit, God-centered life, which way are you choosing? If you are choosing that, you have to make a choice. You can sit and feel very relaxed or comfortable, or if the Spirit touch you, hey, go and serve, go and help. Your life become meaningful in serving others. You will find the joy if you follow the Holy Spirit. In the past, you may just enjoy being served, I mode. But now, you enjoy to serve others. So every day, you can make a choice. And every choices you made will accumulate, and that will bring you to a destiny. Life or death. I or Christ. Have you put on Christ? Can people see Christ on you? You have to make choices every day. So after we have accepted Christ, that doesn't mean that we don't have to make any choices anymore. Everything becomes automatic? No. Everything becomes, you have to make a choice. God won't force you to serve Him unless you are willing. It is out of your own free will. In 1 Peter, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So you can see there are choices. Laying aside something, and then desire spiritual milk. If you don't lay aside all this, and all this malice, deceit, filled your hearts, you won't have the desire to know God, isn't it? Malice is, there's a need to see people, someone hurt you, you want to see them suffer. Why? Why would you want to see people suffer? Because you may be hurt. You are angry with someone. So your life is thinking about, he hurt me, I hate him. If your heart is filled with this malice, all deceit, why do you want to cheat people? Hypocrisy, why? Because I want people to look at me, they feel good about me. So it's all about you, me. If your whole life is filling with all this me, all about me, hypocrisy, envy, why? Because somebody is better than you. Evil speaking. When people are no good, that means you are good. So you speak evil against other people. So you see all this malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, all evil speaking. It's all this person's life is filling with himself. Filling with I. So brothers and sisters, think about your life. All you do, is it all because of you? If your whole life is filled with I, you won't have a desire for God. I do this because I feel good. I do this because this is my pleasure, my comfort. Everything is about you. No. Once you have accepted Christ, Spirit comes into you. Spirit will try to lead you to God-focused, God-oriented. Serve God. Know Him. Please Him. Do this for Him. Do the dishes for Him. Clean the toilet for Him. Study for Him. Study not for your glory. Do this not for perfection. Not because you are perfectionist. Do this to please Him. So when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, He will always guide you. Do this for Him. Do this for Him. Do this for Him. Do the chores for Him. Collect the hymn book for Him. Preach for Him. Sing for Him. It's all about Him. Holy Spirit will guide you. Everything you do is for His glory, to know Him, experience Him. You're not listening to me. You're trying to listen to Him. It's all about Him. Holy Spirit is leading you. Point your finger, pointing your life towards Him. You make choices. Or if you focus on yourself, he hurt me, something, you know, I am jealous with that guy. He's no good, I am good. All about you, your whole life. Why do you sing? Why do you serve? Oh, I want to show how good I am. No, even though you are doing good thing, but it's for bird motive. Still for the I mode. How horrible it is serving God, but to exalt oneself. Another choice. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master. You want to be useful for the master? Prepare for the every good work. Flee also from useful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. I pick this verse because I want you to see the contrast. Something we have to flee also for useful lust. But if that we stop there, flee from something. Wow, it's like a monk. Okay? Oh, this is well full of sin. I try to get myself away from all sin. No, our life is not negative. Try to avoid every bad thing. But our life has a focus, a purpose. That's something we need to focus. But pursue something. So we are not being chased by all this sin around us. We are chasing, indeed, pursuing righteousness to please God. How can I do this? Does something happen? Or there's a situation. We are not thinking, oh, how can I avoid to sin? No. How can I seek God's righteousness in this matter? How can I find faith in this matter? How can I find love in this matter? How can our life express peace in this matter? So it's no longer negative. How can I avoid argument with someone? It's negative. How can I express love to him? That's positive. So we should live a positive life. Now, whenever we make choice, we have to have a clear purpose. A bowl of yummy food here, a bowl of healthy food, but not so yummy food here. If you ask my eye mode, of course the yummy food is good. Make a choice, I pick yummy food. But if there's a purpose in my heart, no, health is important. Because I have this purpose, then that will affect my choice. Nowadays, so often people find it hard to make choices. I want to do it, but I still, oh no. Because you don't have a strong purpose in your heart. If you tell yourself, I need to know God. I need to know His words, no matter what. No matter how difficult the passage is, I will read through it. If you have such purpose in your heart, even though the Bible is difficult, some parts may be difficult, you will still read it because you have a strong purpose. I got to do it. You have determination to overcome every problem because you have a purpose. So when the choice comes, you won't find the easy way out. You will find what you want to do, you stick to your purpose. You make tough choices, even though you have to pay a dear price, you will still keep because you want to achieve that purpose. So if someone asks me, oh, I want to be baptized, is that your purpose? Just to be baptized? Is that all you need? Is that all you want? Your purpose is too low. Baptism is not the ultimate purpose, it's the end. To be his disciples, to know him, to serve him. Baptism is just help me get me another step closer so that I can go to know him and serve him, follow him. So baptism is not the end, but it's just a first step. I can keep going up, climb higher. So if you ask me, I want to be baptized. Is that all? Is that just you want to be baptized? Or you want something more than that? Baptism is just my first step. I want to know him. I want to serve him. What's your purpose? Live a purposeful life. In here, 2 Timothy, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I want to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. So you can see soldier, athletes, farmer. These are some aspects of a true Christian. You are a soldier. And soldier won't let things entangle his life. You must be wise. You must be discern what is good and what is bad. Sometimes Christians, after they baptize, they have nothing to do. They are just sitting around like in a waiting room, nothing to do, waiting for the Lord to come. Oh, Lord, come. They are just sitting in the waiting room, or wanderers on this earth, nothing to do. So, brothers and sisters, after baptism, you are not in a sitting room, waiting room. You are not a wanderer. Or someone even say, oh, after baptism, I can't do this, I shouldn't do that, I can't do that. Oh, my life is just like a prisoner. I can't do all this. In the past, I can sin, I can do this. Now I can't. You feel like you are a prisoner. But in fact, Paul says, I'm the bondservant of Christ. Yes, you are a prisoner, but for Christ. So our life shouldn't be filled like a prisoner. That we can't, so many restrictions. Yes, restriction, but because a soldier has many restrictions. During the Ukraine war, you don't expect people to come out and play computer games, isn't it? You have to focus in the war. You have devoted yourself. Athletes, they cut down a lot of what they eat. There's a lot of restraint there, restriction. They can't eat whatever they want. High protein, carbs, you have to know how much carb you need. So if you live a purposeful life, you won't live very carelessly. You know how to make choice. The reason so many, sometimes young people, they seem lost because they don't have a strong purpose. They prepare themselves to follow the Lord, to know the Lord. So I hope we are different. I hope we are not just satisfied being baptized. I hope we have a strong focus in our life, like a farmer, hardworking, never give up. Like a soldier, never let himself entangled by this world, but separate himself for the command of the Lord. Every people go and have their holiday. But the Lord sent me here. The Lord wants me to be here. This is my role. This is my position. I will stay here. I would be faithful. I challenge you all to live a purposeful life for Christ. Put on Christ. The Holy Spirit will guide us. We have to make choices every day. This is a training. Training for us to live for Him. God is leading us, helping us day by day to live a life for Him. Are you just being religious, coming to the meeting every Sunday? Or do you want to have the reality by following the guide of the Holy Spirit every day? May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have saved us and you have given us the Holy Spirit so that we no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Teach us, Lord, to follow the Holy Spirit, to pursue, to know you, to serve you. Train us day by day, not fulfill our lust, not living according to our flesh, but to follow you, Lord. So we commit ourselves before you, open our eyes, so that our purpose is not just to be religious, just to be baptized, but let us grow in you. Let us move on to maturity. Let us be a soldier for Christ. Let us be a farmer. Let us be an athlete for you, Lord. Help our life to be purposeful for you. We commit our life into your own hand, Jesus. Lord, we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.